So here's the story. So far, that this task force that you mentioned has been mostly talking directly one-on-one with agencies and trying to make sure that they're on a path to transition to IP version 6 in time for the September 2012 deadline established by the Office of Management and Budget. One thing that's emerged from those discussions, though, is that there's reason to be suspicious that Internet service providers won't be ready in time to support the agent, each individual agency's transition. Peter Cironis is the chair of the task force.
Without naming names, there are folks who have let me know, like, our carriers aren't sure if they're ready yet. So when you hear that once, twice, three times, and the trend develops, it's, we got to sit down and find out for sure. So we want to go right to GSA, Federal Acquisition Service, who set up the networks contract, at least start there, and then hopefully learn and get a status.
And Cironis says the question for ISPs actually shouldn't be whether they'll be ready by September of 2012. That's too late, actually, he says, because agencies will need time to test their new systems on this new IPv6 protocol.
I think a lot of folks are saying they are, but we're going to get validation because we're hearing conflicting reports. And again, the agency will not be successful unless the service provider is. And the service provider in any kind of master plan needs to be ready and able before the agency can declare victory.
And Cironis spoke there on a panel sponsored by the Association for Federal Information Resources Management earlier today downtown in Washington here. The problem that they're trying to solve is getting more and more urgent each day. When it comes to the supply of Internet addresses, zero hour is quickly approaching. The American Registry for Internet Numbers is the clearinghouse for Internet IP addresses for most of North America. Their mathematical models show that the supply of spare unused addresses worldwide will be completely exhausted in a little over 2 months, 66 days from today to be exact. As a theoretical matter anyway, for the Internet to do any more growing, any new addresses will have to be in this new IP version 6 format. ARIN's president, John Curran, says unlike IP version 4, which most of us use now, the bucket of IPv6 addresses is pretty unlikely to run out within any of our lifetimes.
IP version 6 has 340 trillion, trillion, trillion addresses. If IPv4 was a golf ball, if you took all the addresses and they took up space and you packed them until it was a golf ball, so that's all of the IPv4 addresses in a sphere. A sphere that had all the IPv6 addresses packed in at the same density would be the size of the sun. Okay? So we're going to get some more addresses out of this change.
But there are benefits to the new protocol besides just expanding the number of available addresses, and hopefully this will be the last time. Andrew McLaughlin is Deputy U.S. Chief Technology Officer.
But the no part is important, too, which is that after Y2K was done, nobody really got any great benefit from it. And the important message about the IPv6 transition is that it does matter. It does provide capabilities in security and in the end-to-end architecture of the Internet that really are going to benefit people. We are going to get an Internet protocol which is better designed for the security needs of the organizations that we all run and work for. And critically, it's going to enable us to realize the true potential of a properly end-to-end Internet. And for some of the real-time services that we'd like to be able to run, for some of the fully synchronous up and down flows of traffic that we want to enable, for real-time video, real-time audio, and really realizing the full potential of the Internet, it's going to work much, much better if we can provide full end-to-end addressing.
So as far as what the task force works on now, aside from verifying the readiness of Internet service providers for the IPv6 transition, Cironis told us today another major objective is to work with agency procurement officials to make sure they understand the agency's needs for IPv6 and the federal acquisition regulation that guides acquisition processes for IPv6.
What I've learned so far through our meetings with the agencies, acquisition seems to be something that I'm honing in on as an issue that wasn't there a while ago, meaning we've got the FAR language out now that requires agencies to procure products that use the Internet that must be compliant, or you must use the V6 profile, in other words, to determine your capabilities. But educating the acquisition community on V6, like what you're putting in an RFP, what you're receiving, how do you validate that? There's a synergy between operations and acquisition that's huge here.
And as for budgeting, Cironis says agencies should have been spending the last several years refreshing networking equipment that's at least upgradable to IPv6. And if budgeting for the change is now a concern all of a sudden, you probably haven't been preparing.